Now, at the IBSA World Blind Games 2023, there's commentaries, there's audio description available for many of the sports, and a familiar voice, not spoken to him for a long time, though, is Alan March from Alan March Sports, and he is here helping to bring the games to those who are blind and partially sighted. You busy man, Alan?
Yeah, we're looking after five sports across the 2023 IBSA World Games. We're not so involved this time around with the audio description element of it. It's something we wanted to have a little bit more of, but it wasn't necessarily a budgeted thing that they could do. But we're certainly providing PA systems and announcers for five of those venues. And a lot of our guys who we'll be using have got audio description experience. So even when they're announcing to venue, they're trying to fill in those little blanks and the little colours that perhaps an average announcer wouldn't do.
Yeah, we almost enhanced audio description, if you like, enhanced commentary.
Yeah, and enhanced in the venue as well, just to kind of really help people along with what's happening. So even here at the Judo, which is obviously where we're stood at the moment, I've sort of said to the announcer that they've provided, you know, if you could give a little bit more, that would be amazing. So we're trying to help across all the sports, really.
An interesting start to your audio description career that goes back 2 or 3 years or more.
and the rest. I was just talking to somebody else about this. In 2006, I started audio describing. It's been a whirlwind from a personal point of view. Three Olympics. We've provided audio description across so many sports. And obviously, in the last sort of 5 or 6 years, we've been working with UEFA and FIFA to make sure that audio description is included in all finals that they hold. So we were out in Qatar training in Arabic for the World Cup over there. We went out to Australia and New Zealand and trained in English, obviously, for the Women's World Cup. And we've been doing all the UEFA finals probably for the last 5 or 6 seasons now. So any competition that's held by UEFA, whether it be the Super Cup or the Champions League, you can go to that stadium, rest assured, and there'll be an English AD commentary.
Fantastic. And I seem to remember when we first spoke, I think you had won an RNIB competition.
It is a crazy, crazy time. 2005, I entered a competition run by the RNIB, and they were just looking for people who loved football and loved talking, and as you can probably all tell from this, I am one of those people that loves talking. And I just went along, and I kind of did my first ever piece of commentary. I'd never tried it in my life, and something I said must have hit home, because the RNIB said, "Oh, that's really good." And a few years later, I ended up being the trainer for the entire project. And then, you know, when the soccer site scheme kind of folded in England, I was asked if I could kind of push it along with Alan March Sport, which we developed by then. We've now got 14 clubs under the Alan March Sport banner. We've got new clubs being added all the time, 4 or 5 in the Premier League now as well. So it's really, really racing away.
From a small beginning, you're now global, aren't you then? You're really moving around the world.
Me as an individual, I've never been small. I wish I was. It is, yeah, I sometimes get a chance to sit for 5 minutes and have a think about where we are. And I was talking to a couple of commentators yesterday who were here in Birmingham, and we were sort of talking about things we'd done years and years ago and how far we'd actually come since then. It is quite a remarkable journey. I never, ever forget my audio description roots. It's one of the things that I'm very, very passionate about. I was only in Southampton on Sunday teaching audio description to a new batch of commentators again, and the lady from Southampton said, "Oh, you're really passionate." I was like, "Yeah, absolutely. Without audio description, my life wouldn't have started in this path."
Well, Alan, we'll let you get back to it. It's a busy schedule here at the IBSA Games, but thanks for chatting with us again on RNIB Connect.
Absolutely, never a problem.